Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. These readings at the end of the church year are always disconcerting. Disconcerting because they are warnings about woe and punishment. And we try as Christians to be cheerful, and many like to hear the good news preached to them, so much so that in one of the adjacent parishes, one of my dear friends was preaching and on these readings, and people wrote him terrible emails saying, "We're tired of hearing doom and gloom. Can't you preach on something happy?" Well, sometimes it's not easy to preach on things happy, because Jesus gives us things to think about that are not exactly happy. Torment in the underworld is not one of those happy things. Yet, he's trying to teach us something here today, and the same thing had been taught for centuries before. The prophet Amos, living around 700 BC, warned the people of northern Israel that if they did not change their ways, they would be the first to go into exile. "Woe to you, complacent in Zion, living upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock," etc., etc. "They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils, yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph." Their world was starting to crumble around them. The Assyrians had already come, and the south was to be next. They were to be taken away into captivity in Babylon. Following that warning, we have this reading from St. Paul to Timothy, the young priest. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. We are called today to excel in certain virtues: devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. He goes on, lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. We as Catholics have already made our profession of faith. We have come sometime, perhaps recently, perhaps a long time ago, to the font of baptism and to the confirmation and received the chrism oil on our foreheads. We have come to the sacrament of penance. We've received the mercy of God in so many ways. We come to his holy altar and receive his most sacred body and blood. We have been given all the good things that the Lord has in store for us to help us along our way, but we cannot become complacent. That is the problem of all time, complacency. We tend from day to day to avoid things that we don't like, and we don't necessarily get up and go out and say, let's spread the good news today. Let's give testimony to Jesus. Let's do what he asks. Love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and our neighbor as ourself. Love of God and neighbor is the core of the commandments. And Jesus is calling us this very day to fulfill that perfecting practice which will give us the kingdom of heaven as he promises. Jesus today tells this story of Lazarus and the rich man. It's not that the man was rich that condemns him, but because he was complacent, because he ignored the sick man. Where was Lazarus? Lazarus was lying at this man's door. That would be like somebody here in Conneaut Lake just stepping over somebody when they went out the door and said, oh, I don't care about you. I don't know what your problem is, but get away. We cannot do that. We have to take care of those who come to us. We don't know their stories. We don't know their hardships. They could be just really down on their luck in some way. And there are a lot of people down on their luck that come to the Samaritans on a regular basis, where they're given food and clothing, etc. We do our part. We try to do our part, but we can always do better. The story goes onward. And this is a truth about the judgment. The man who was wealthy cried out, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. This man had not had a conversion of heart. He was living in the netherworld, in hell, because he had not repented. He's still demanding that Lazarus serve him. The poor man who's at his door, who he won't give food to, he now demands that he come and give him something to drink. And Abraham replies, remember, you have received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Was Lazarus comforted because he was a poor man? No. He had done other things. Lazarus is poor, but he did not do the bad things that the wealthy man had done. Then Abraham says, between us and you, there is a great chasm established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. To dwell in the kingdom of God, to dwell in the kingdom of heaven, is to have perfected oneself in sanctity so much so that one becomes a saint in heaven. In heaven, there are no people other than saints. That tells us something. We have to work very hard in cooperating with God's grace so that we too become saints in heaven, with all those that we venerate, Blessed Mary, Joseph, Saint Therese of Lisieux, Saint Jean Vianney, all the great saints throughout history. Do you know, most of the great saints in history thought that they were miserable sinners. They would come to their confessors and say, I'm not worthy of anything. And yet, they are exalted as the highest in heaven. We too are called to sanctity. We too are called to a transformation that we can't do ourselves, a transformation that has to be accomplished by God. And it is accomplished by God when we come to Him with repentant, sorrowful hearts and say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a poor sinner. We come to the sacrament of penance. We come to His holy altar, where we participate in this divine sacrifice so that we, along with the bread and the wine, can be transformed one day into the body and blood of Christ. That will be our salvation. The last thing that Abraham says, or the rich man says, is, then I beg you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. He's still demanding things. This man is non-repentant. Abraham replies, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. Listen to them. We hear Moses and the prophets read. We hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the writings of St. Paul. We know the truth, and the truth will make us free. The last thing that this rich man who doesn't get it says is, oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. And Abraham says, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Jesus was speaking to his audience in advance of his own resurrection. When he appeared, those disciples who believed in him knew that it was the Lord. We come to this holy Catholic Church knowing that here is the Lord. The Lord who makes himself present among us in simple forms of bread and wine to be his body and blood, to give us life eternal, to bring us to the kingdom of heaven. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor so that by his poverty you might become rich.